السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
لبيك يا حسين، لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Dear listeners, welcome to another program of Labbaik Ya Hussein. We are joined by Dr. Fani. Thank you very much indeed to be here.
Thank you for having me.
As usual, researcher in Islamic studies. So, Dr. Fani, in our previous programs, finally we got to the point of Kufa and the way Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad dealt with some figures, some prominent characters of the time. He started the searching party for Muslim ibn Aqil and the rest of the story. So would you please elaborate a little bit more on this story?
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When I was reviewing these stories, we got to this point that Ubaydullah arrived in Kufa. The previous governor, Nu'man, was dismissed. He delivered harsh speeches against anyone who is going to support Muslim ibn Aqil by referring to this man of Hashemite, which he meant Muslim. Among his soldiers was a Shia, Sharik ibn A'var. Mm. And Sharik ibn A'var, when he arrived in Kufa, he went to the house of Hani ibn Urwa. Mm. And I should mention those who can visit Masjid al-Kufa in Najaf. Now they see two shrines. One is for Muslim, and one is for Hani ibn Urwa. He is one of the great followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam. I want to mention his story if we have time to get to how he was murdered. Anyhow, Sharik went to the house of Hani. Also, Muslim, when he heard this harsh speech of Ibn Ziyad in the mosque, and when Ibn Ziyad took some of the people who were supporters of Muslim and killed them, Muslim left where he was. He was in the house of Mukhtar. He came to the house of Hani ibn Urwa. When he saw Hani, he said, "I am seeking refuge to you," because Hani himself was also threatened. Hani first didn't want to accept him because he was afraid about the life of Muslim, but he said, "Because you are guests, well, you are welcome to my house." So it was house of Hani, Muslim was there, also Sharik ibn A'var was there.
Right.
There was a spy person whose name was Ma'gal. Ma'gal was paid by Ibn Ziyad. He was trying to find out where about of Muslim. And gradually they found out that they are in the house of Hani. So Ibn Ziyad tried to somehow pay a visit to this house. And because Sharik ibn A'var, this Shia companion of Ibn Ziyad who came from Basra, was residing in house of Hani, he was sick. So Ibn Ziyad said, "Okay, I want to pay a visit to Sharik because he is sick."
So was he really sick, or as before he was pretending to be sick?
Well, he was partly sick because he was coming from Basra. He was an old man. But the story which is important here is when Sharik realized that Ibn Ziyad is going to come, he told Muslim and Hani that this person is a criminal, Ibn Ziyad. So when he comes to pay a visit me, as I am sick, I will call you to give me some water. As soon as I ask you to give me water, you come out from hiding, I mean Muslim, and kill Ibn Ziyad. Mm-hmm. So this was a plan for assassination of Ibn Ziyad in the house of Hani ibn Urwa. And it is, I will get to more details of that. It is important event which has been narrated by many historians and scholars of history of Islam. So first, Hani said, I don't want this person to get killed into my house. He's coming to visit you. But Sharik emphasized on this, and Muslim and Hani finally agreed to do this. Ubaidullah with his servant Mihran arrived in the house of Hani, and then Ubaidullah asked, what is your sickness? When did you become sick? Sharik called on water. He said, give me some water. Mm-hmm. It was a clue for Muslim to come out of the hiding and kill Ibn Ziyad. But Muslim didn't do it. Again, Sharik shouted, I told, give me some water. Two, three times it happened, Muslim didn't come out.
Interesting.
And then Sharik started reciting an Arabic poem, مَلْ أَنْتِزَارُ بِسَلْمِي أَنْ تُحَيُّوَا حَيُّ سُلَيْمِ وَحَيُّ مَنْ يُحَيِّهَا كَأْسُ الْمَنِيَّةِ بِالتَّعْجِيلِ أُصْبُوهَا means, what is going on? I'm thirsty. Why don't you bring water? Bring the bowl of water as soon as possible. I'm thirsty. When he recited these poems, Ubaidullah didn't know what is going on. But his friend, Mihran, told him something. Ubaidullah told Hani, is he talking nonsense? Is he crazy? He's reciting poems. Give me water. Hani said, yes, he has been sick and he is talking like this. But Mihran, who was friend of Ubaidullah, told him, pointed to him that get out as soon as possible. So they came out of the house and Mihran told him they planned to kill you. Mm-hmm. So they left. And after that, this discussion arises between these three men, in the Hani, Muslim, and Sharik. And Sharik told Muslim, why didn't you kill him? Muslim said, I wanted to come and kill him. Then I remembered a hadith from the Holy Prophet. That hadith says, Al-Iman Ridul Fatk, meaning a believer should not assess him. And when I heard this, I came to this point that we should not, Ibn Ziyad has come to visit you, we should not do a killing, which is a sudden killing, it is assassination. This is called in Arabic, fatk. So al-iman, a belief, is prohibiting from assassination.
Interesting.
And this was done by Muslim. And when Imam Hussein sent Muslim, he mentioned, I am sending you my brother, he was Muslim ibn Aqil,
my
cousin, my Saghati. I want to mention this. Saghah means the most trusted person.
Right.
So Muslim is not a regular person. He is a trusted person of Imam Hussein. He was the acting person on behalf of Imam Hussein. He was coming to Kufa to prepare the scene for Imam Hussein. But when he remembers this hadith of Prophet that Iman is a constraint stopping you from doing assassination, even though everybody knew if they had killed Ibn Ziyad, the whole history could have changed. Mm-hmm. But a believer doesn't follow his temptations and his feeling and these, what we call common sense. You could kill him and then you will be the leader. Imam Hussein could be the leader and so forth. He says, no, I follow based on the teachings I have received from Prophet, from Imam Ali, and so forth. So he stopped, and this is the big lesson for us as a Muslim. Unfortunately, we see these days that these Daeshi people, ISIL people, they kill easily the people, innocent people. Muslim, even it was known that Ibn Ziyad is a criminal. And he was deserved to be dead, but he didn't do this assassination, and it is a lesson for us.
So thank you very much indeed. That was, I think, a fascinating piece of history and morality at the same time. So, Dr. Fani, we've got three or 4 minutes to go. If you want to wrap up the history leading to Ashura, to Muharram, to the killing of Imam Hussein, what can you tell us about how people of Kufa behaved, finally?
Well, apparently it has been about a week that Ibn Ziyad was able to complete his terror system in a way that first Sharik was dead, and then he passed away. Muslim was in House of Hani, and Ubaydullah invited Hani. Hani ibn Urwa first didn't want to go. Some people said he's going to kill you. Anyhow, he went to the palace of Ubaydullah because he had indirectly forced him to come. And Ubaydullah told him, you invited in your house. I came over there. You wanted to kill me. Hani first declined. He said, what are you talking about? He said, you are with Muslim, and Muslim is provoking people against me. First, Hani tried to say, no, I am not doing this. Who has told you this? And finally, Ibn Ziyad showed him Ma'qal, his spy, that he was monitoring all these friendship of these Shia followers of Imam Hussein who were giving alliance to Muslim. Anyhow, at this point, he beat Hani ibn Urwa. It has been narrated that after this conversation, Ibn Ziyad got angry, and he had a cane with arrows. He got this, and he hit Hani in the palace, in his nose, on his cheeks, and blood started coming. And very impolitely, he said, arrest this man. So they arrested Hani, put him in jail, and later on he was martyred by Ibn Ziyad. And as I mentioned, the shrine of Hani is in Masjid al-Kufa now, close to the shrine of Muslim ibn Aqil. At the left side of Masjid, there is one shrine for Muslim, another shrine for Hani.
Okay.
Also Mukhtar, when later on he made the uprising, now his body is buried next to Muslim, where the shrine of Muslim ibn Aqil is.
Okay, in Kufa. So thank you very much indeed, Dr.
You're
Fani.
Welcome.
I really enjoyed it. That was a beneficial and interesting piece of history. Thank you.
Sure.
So, dear listeners, that was another program of Labbaik Ya Hussein. Thank you very much indeed.
Hussein, from him I always gain. Karbala's in my heart, from it will not depart. You have Imam Hussein, from him I always gain.